actually have a match point there against Dan Wawrinka. So we will keep an eye on that because, like I said, apart from Raonic, that's been the only real surprise so far from the men's side of the draw. And aside from Keys against Wozniacki, you've got Nadal against Puy tomorrow morning our time. And then the night session tomorrow, we've got Angelique Kerber against Petra Kvitova, and Novak Djokovic goes up against Cole Edmund. Courtney, thanks for your time this evening, your time over there at Flushing Meadows. Just make sure after you've clocked off that you can just have a quiet one after you file your papers there for the Australian. And no doubt we'll probably get you once more before the US Open is completed.
No, pleasure, Trent. And thank God it's a city that never sleeps, because I think it'll be around 1 a.m. before Nick finishes. So.
Good on you, Courtney. Thank you for your time.
Take care, guys.
Enjoy the US Open. Okay, great to chat to him. Courtney Walsh there. Before we wrap up here, Trent, we have Chasing and Pacing, Rewind Pressing. Big day today in Moree. It's Cup Day. The Moree Cup, first run in 1881. It's one of only six race meetings Moree holds a year, so it's a big one. The cup is worth $40,000. The town plate at race six is worth $29,000. Give us the top couple in the market for both of those.
Well, for the Moree Cup, that's the last of eight on the program there, Kevin. And just looking at the market with Tabfix Dodge, you've got Mapmaker, the $3.90 favourite, Playing Game at $4.40, Any Blinkin' Day at $6, and then Free Billy is the other galloper in single figures there at $9. And in the Moree town plate, which is race six, Gunazza, $2.70 equal favourite with Hamoon Boy, and then Philomena at $4.80 and Prince Maytet at $5.50. So there's Moree. They've got their cup data there, and unfortunately just wish the folk there of Mudgee all the best. The track there just unable to be in racing condition today with the bad weather they've had.
All righty, and the fifth one day, Sri Lanka, Australia?
Yeah, Australia $1.50, and they can win that series 4-1. So it's been a disaster what occurred in the Test series with the three losses, but at least the one days they've gone pretty well there. $1.50 there with Sri Lanka at $2.60.
But does anybody really care?
There's still plenty of interest, Kevin, from a betting point of view, and
obviously
something.
Obviously, thank you. Sorry about that. All right, Trent, thanks for your time. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Kevin.
Trent Langscale, tab.com.au. Wrapping up Tab Talk, 28 to 11.
At Bingley this Father's Day, they've got so many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online at bingley.com.au and check out the What's Hot Father's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
Caribbean Blaster, a multiple Group 1 winning son of the great sire Better's Delight. A perfect horse with impeccable conformation, speed and stamina. Progeny eligible for the Harness Racing New South Wales Colonial Stallion rebate of $500. Caribbean Blaster, standing at Nurrabee Stud in New South Wales. The go-ahead state in breeding and racing. For more details, visit nurrabee.com.au.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And 27 to 11, Chasing and Pacing Rewind from Harness Racing New South Wales. We say good morning to Amanda Rando. How are you doing?
Well, Kevin, it's been a massive week of harness racing action across New South Wales. And, of course, it was the last day of the 2015-16 season on Wednesday, and we welcome the new season in on Thursday.
All righty. Well, Menangle last night, we had a big one. Of course, the highlight was the Group 3, and Excitus in the City picked up the win. Let's relive the race, and then you can chat about that. Here is Excitus in the City.
Third split, 27-7. I Am Mr. Brightside took over top of the lane, 250 to run. In second spot, Mac Beauty. Chili Palmer badly held up. Excitus in the City trying to run on. And then Monofith. I Am Mr. Brightside in front, 100 to go. Excitus in the City. Chili Palmer flashing late. Excitus in the City moving up to I Am Mr. Brightside. Hit the front and Excite Us in the City. Won it from a close photo. Saloon Passage of the luckless Chili Palmer.
Okay, Mitch Manners doing a great job there. Exciters in the City for James Rattray paid about $8.30. So in some ways a surprise result, Amanda?
Yeah, well, look, for me, he wasn't. I actually marked him as the main danger on radio yesterday morning, and I thought that it was great odds for the horse. He's been in really good form, and Peter Rickson has the horse going well. He's won three of his last four starts, and last week he finished fifth, but he had to do it the tough way when they went 151. So his form has been pretty good. So, as I said, was quite surprised with that price. But, yeah, last night was very impressive, considering he came from second last, Kevin, when the last two quarters were 27-7 and 26-9. So the unlucky runner of the race was Chili Palmer. he said that he was bottled up on the pegs and he flashed home to finish third. He was driven by Zach Phillips, and Zach was suspended for 14 days after causing interference to Monifith in the home straight of that race. But yeah, it was a good result, I think.
Okay, what else caught your eye?
Yeah, look, we had, it was a good night of racing all round. James Rattray also drove a double, thanks to Excitus in the City winning. And also later, the last race in the program might be of interest for the listeners. Former Group 1 winning pacer, now trotter Gaius Caesar, he crossed the line in second place in the trot race, but he was galloping across the line and he actually changed gait. He went from trotting into pacing, and then Lauren Tritton, who was driving the horse, had to check him. So because of that, he was relegated to fifth position, if some people were wondering what happened there.
Okay, and I guess also a highlight was the performance of Kerri-Ann Turner. She picked up a double as well. We might get Kerri-Ann for a chat here, but first, let's relive her winners. Firstly, here's Aztec Bromac.
Third split, 28.5, 250 left to run. Medal of Honor in front. I Am Ready moving up on the outside. Then followed by Magic Oats. Aztec Bromac's the widest runner, starting to join in. 125 out. I Am Ready hit a slender lead. Aztec Bromac's gobbling it up with every stride. And away goes Aztec Bromac. Aztec Bromac won it by 2.5. I Am Ready second, Magic Oats third, Medal of Honor fourth.
Okay, well, that was the performance of Aztec Bromac. And the other one was Yogi Johnson.
Yogi Johnson in front, 100 to go. Gaius Caesar trying to knuckle down again, but Yogi Johnson holding him. Gaius Caesar went off stride, and Yogi Johnson wins the last. Now, Gaius Caesar was second over the line, but he galloped. Sunset Tour next in. Unico Pegasus fourth.
Well, there he was, Yogi Johnson and Aztec Bromac paying, well, $3.50, $3.80, around about the same price. So, yeah, nice result for Aztec Bromac and Yogi Johnson. Even better result there for the driver, Kerri-Ann Turner, who's with us. Kerri-Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. All yours.
Now, Kerri-Ann, you certainly started the season the right way, training and driving, and the Metropolitan double at Menangle last night. You started last season, you finished this, I'll start again, you started this season how you finished the last one off. You must be pretty happy with your team's efforts last season to finish second in the New South Wales State Trainers Premiership, Kerri-Ann.
Yeah, no, we're very happy. A lot of hard work goes in here at the stables, and everyone that puts in, it's very rewarding to finish second. Hopefully one day we'll be able to maybe finish on top. But yeah, no, it's a big privilege to come second.
And your partner Robbie Morris, he also did well. He finished second in the state drivers' premiership. He was just 7 wins behind Todd McCarthy.
Yeah, no, he had a really good season and, drove a lot of winners. So, yeah, hopefully that can continue this season.
Yeah, great stuff. Now, you had some good wins last season. What are the ones that stood out for you?
Probably Charlevoix, probably winning the Group 1. It was probably the standout. He done a super job last season. He won the Breeders' Challenge and then he won the Gold Coast Derby. So, he was probably a standout horse last season.
Yeah, well, he was actually ranked as one of the nation's top 3-year-olds last season. He pocketed over 170,000. We heard from Robbie Morris a couple of weeks ago on this program. He said that Charlevoix was up in Queensland spelling. Is he back now?
No, he'll be back in, he's actually at the Water Walker now. He'll be back in another 2.5 weeks. So, yeah, no, we're really looking forward to getting him back and getting him into programs to race him in some bigger races this season.
Yeah, would the Chariots of Fire be one of those realistic targets?
Well, we just got to see how he comes back, and hopefully I think every time we've given him a spell, he has come back bigger and better. So they're going to be our aim. Hopefully, they're big aims, but, hopefully we can make it there.
Oh, great stuff. Now, well, last night, fittingly, your first winner was Aztec Bromac, and he's been a pretty good horse for your stable.
Yeah, I love that little horse. He's only very small, but he's got such good speed. And he just loves being sitting off the speed and coming with one run. And, the race just panned out for us last night, and he was just too good for us.
Yeah, well, he went a career-best mile rate. He went 152.3. have you got any races in mind for him now? He is a five-year-old.
No, he'll just probably, he's in the final now for the MO, so we'll aim him for that. And then, you know, hopefully we'll just see how it goes from there.
Well, your double last night was brought up with that very handy trotter, Yogi Johnson, in the last race. He went to the front and just ran away from them. He too went a personal best time. He clocked 156.3. You would have been pretty happy with that run?
Yeah, no, he's a real little trier. You know, he's ever since we've brought him over from New Zealand, he's very rarely missed a check. So, no, we're very wrapped with him. He's very consistent and, yeah, he tries very hard.
Yeah, you actually have a part share in that horse. How did you come across him over in New Zealand?
I've just been looking. Terry Snowden's been really good. We actually, the first time we brought was Visualised. He done a really good job. And then we looked for another one and Yogi came up and we asked Terry if he wanted to go in shares with him. And he was more than happy to go half again. And that's just how the association come across, but we're lucky enough we've found two nice trotters so far.
Yeah, well, Yogi Johnson, he's very well bred. He's now won six races for you. Have you earmarked any features for him, and could an interstate trip be on the cards?
Oh, not at this stage. He's very good from a stand, and there's a few stands coming up in this month, so we'll probably just aim it from them and just see how he goes from there.
Cool. Now, well, today's a pretty big day for you. Your son Archie was born late last year, so today is his first Father's Day with Robbie.
Yeah, no, it's his first Father's Day, so he's enjoying the day. He's been out here doing the boxes with us and just helping us. So, he helps us get through the day.
Robbie is already starting to teach him how to drive.
He's got his little pony that he sits on the back of, but he can't do too much yet, but I'm sure as he gets a little bit older, he's probably got no choice. He'll definitely probably have to drive.
I'm good. Now, look, before I let you go, Kerri-Ann, Fred Hastings, who usually covers this program, has Freddie's Fast Five, and there are no numbers that start with A for me, so I'll continue the Freddie's Fast Five in his honour. So just a few quick questions. Who is the best horse you've seen or been associated with?
I'd have to say Black's a Fake. I really liked watching that horse race.
Yeah, what's your favourite food?
Pizza.
Pizza, good choice. One place in the world that you'd love to go or like to visit?
I'd like to go to Paris one day.
What's your biggest fear?
I hate snakes.
Yes, me too. And who's been the biggest influence on your career?
I'd have to say my mum and dad and probably Robbie and Peter Morris.
Great stuff. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Kerri-Ann, and all the best for the new season. You've certainly started it the right way.
Thank you.
Nice one. Nice one. Well done, Kerri-Ann, and the Fast Five pizza. Why not? Hard to go past a good pizza, Amanda. Look, nice interview there. Let's talk about Carloo Mick. Received a lot of media this week, the passing of one of the great horses called the People's Champion. Very close to winning Inter-Dominion there. He was passed away a day shy of turning 16. 64 wins, 59 placings, $1.4 million in prize money, and was also prominent on the last night at Harold Park, in case you forgot. Here it is. Here's a bit of memory for you.
International Playboy, Will Back, and then Magic Operative and Jacka Singh. Carloo Mick and Prince Benji go together down to the 400 metres. The third quarter is 29-1. Carloo Mick's fighting back. He's a half-length Prince Benji. Three lengths to Nicky Spalton. Harold Park, get ready to rumble for the last time. On the turn, it's Carloo Mick and Prince Benji together. Carloo Mick's fighting back gainly. Three lengths away to Nicky's Falcon. It's Carloo Mick, though. He's giving plenty. 100 years of Harold Park racing is almost over. Carloo Mick and Greg Bennett in front of Prince Benji and Magic Operative. And Carloo Mick races into a piece of Sydney history. Carloo Mick wins the last at Harold Park from Prince Benji. Franco Nestor or Magic Operative for third.
So you got some goosebumps there, winning the last race at Harold Park. The mighty Carloo Mick, rest in peace, eh?
Yeah, look, and I was there that night, and he came off a pretty big handicap to win that race. It was pretty special, and that was Carlo Mick. He had very special moments in his career, and sadly, he passed away on Tuesday this week. Barry Lou, who owned him and trained him and drove him, he found Mick in the paddock on Tuesday unwell, and it was later discovered that he was suffering from a suspected brain aneurysm. And because he was suffering, Barry and his wife, Rhonda, made that the gut-wrenching decision to have him humanely euthanised that afternoon. And look, that decision obviously would not have come easy at all, but they couldn't see him in that state. The Dubbo Destroyer, as he was often called, he was buried with all of his harness on, standing up, as war horses don't lie down, as Barry Lou said. And Carly Mick is also buried with his rug that he earned when beating Auckland Reactor in the heat of the Inter-Dominion in 2009 up in Queensland. And, yeah, ironic, he had a great record, Kevin. Carly Mick, he was Australia's only millionaire not to win a Group 1 race, but he came close on so many occasions. He finished second to Smoking Up in the 2011 Miracle Mile. He finished third to Mr. Feelgood and Black the Fake in the 2009 Inter-Dominion final, and also second to Black the Fake in the 2006 Inter down in Tasmania. So as we heard, he won that last race at Harold Park, and yeah, he was the people's champion that touched many hearts across the country. And when news broke through this week of his passing, a lot of people, as you'd expect, were devastated to hear.
Yeah, he was in a champion era, wasn't he, running into the likes of Smoking Up and Black the Fake, and did really well. So God love Carlo Mick. Hopefully he's in peace. Todd McCarthy, tell us about what's going on in his life. It's exciting news for him.
Yeah, sure is, Kevin. You know, he's just had the best season to date in the Sulky. He dominated all the driving premierships. The last meeting for the season was at Bathurst on Wednesday, and Todd ended up winning the state drivers premiership with 188 winners, which is by far his best season to date. He also beat his older brother Luke by 2 wins to take out the Metropolitan drivers premiership, and was also a clear leader in the concession drivers premiership. And because of that, he has been selected to represent New South Wales in the Australasian Young Drivers Championship. Now, this championship will be run in conjunction with the Inter-Dominion Series over in Perth later in the year, the beginning of December. And they actually had the launch for the 2016 Inter-Dominion earlier this week over in Perth. Now, nominations for this great race close this Friday at 4 p.m. Western Australian time. And Kevin, look, in terms of New South Wales horses looking to nominate, I can't confirm any, but there has been talk Shane Tritton may nominate Lombo Coda Kinabaloo, who was scratched from last night's Group 3 at Menangle. They'll nominate him, and if the horse is ready for that challenge, they'll take him over. But look, there already looks to be a star lineup, including the defending champion Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ, who won the Melton Plate last night at Melton, rating 151.7. Then you have Miracle Mile champion Have Faith in Me, and also the other Purden star Smolder. So pretty strong lineup already for that Inter-Dominion.
Okay, and just wrap up with what's coming up this week.
Yeah, another big week again, Kevin. Bankstown racing Monday, Tuesday at Menangle. Bathurst on Wednesday has 2 heats of those Menangle Country Series finals. Penrith again on Thursday. Young Friday with 2 of those Menangle Country Series heats as well. And on Saturday, back to racing at Newcastle and also at Menangle with the Group 3 new season final from horses that contested heats last night.
All righty, well done, Amanda. Thank you for that. And we'll catch up with you shortly to have a look at the meeting at Dubbo this afternoon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin.
Great job, Amanda. Thank you for that. Amanda Rando, Chasing and Pacing Rewind, here on Sky Sports Radio at 10 to 11. And the second half of this program obviously focuses on greyhound racing. And Stu Turner from thedogs.com.au. We'll get Stu on in just a tick. And in fact, we'll do it now. We'll chat about what happened in greyhound racing over the week.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
From thedogs.com.au, Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, Kath. How are you going today?
Well, I'm well. Wentworth Park, you made it through last night. The heats of the Group 2 Bob Payne Spring Sprint. Big night.
It certainly was. Yeah, we had 4 heats. of the Bob Payne Spring Sprint. And look, it was a real star-studded lineup, this one. 40,000 to the eventual winner of this one. And the star of the show, time-wise anyway, was Ritza Lenny, who stormed home in 29.60. A really impressive time and a super effort from Ritza Lenny in his heat.
Well, here's Ritza.
Magic Spring began cleanly. Ritza Lenny away in a hurry. Lochinvar dashed down the outside. Magic Spring's going to lead by two to Ritza Lenny, who is balancing up second. Third, the inside, Amy Linden, and then Lochinvar dash. One Hill, Vintage Rocks. Then Unique Replica and Ford Express back at the rear. Ritza Lenny, he let loose. He went through. Put up two, Magic Spring. Three away, Lochinvar dash. Then Amy Linden, but Lenny is opening up. This is Ritza Lenny on show. Won it by six. Magic Spring second, Lochinvar dash in third.
All right, pretty impressive win there. Paid around about $3, in fact, $4.20, $3.80 thereabouts. Good price.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I guess the win wasn't so surprising. Ritza Lenny, he's been a classy performer since debuting at the end of 2015, but certainly that time, Kev, was a stunning effort. And look, he's drawn box five for the final this Saturday night. Not ideal, but look, you certainly won't put it past him, and he's going to be one of the favourites, and, well, rightly so, to be honest.
Well, let's also have a listen to how Brad Hillbilly did.
Compare from the inside began well. Brad Hill Billy away okay. Buck 40's punching up. Compare is going to lead over Buck 40. Brad Hill Billy the rails. They'll follow by El Magnifico to fourth. Further back in the run, Skate Thin Ice. Then Fever Pitch, followed by Rob Stark, who is last of all down the back. Brad Hill Billy moved up and he ran clear. Put up four on El Magnifico. Buck 40, then Skate Thin Ice. But around the corner, Brad Hill Billy, he's right on song. He's roaring away. Brad Hill Billy by nine. Buck 40 grabs second.
Gee, it's pretty impressive winning by nine, isn't it? And when you consider Ritza Lenny won by six, are they the two top chances moving forward?
Well, they've got to be in there. And yeah, as you said, that was probably the most impressive win of the night, I think, because in terms of the calibre of greyhounds Brad Hill Billy was facing, I mean, that heat was probably the toughest of the night. And look, he was last year's winner of this race. So look, he's been a fantastic greyhound over the last 18 months or so. And look, he had box two last night and he's got an incredible record from there. Unfortunately, he's got box three for the final, Kev, which I was looking at his record. It's never been that kind to him. Such are the mysteries of greyhound racing. But look, Brad Hillbilly has definitely got to be a decent chance for the final. Well done as well to Aqua Cheetah and Maja Mahi Mahi, who won the other two heats at Wentworth Park last night. So looking at the final, well, I don't want to toot my horn too much, Kev, but I think book 40 with Andrew Bensley on Friday, and he qualified behind Brad Hillbilly in that heat last night. And look, his trainer, Jason Thompson, we've had him on the show a couple of times before. He's a master at getting his greyhounds right, just peaking ideally for the big races. And book 40 got box six for the final. He's got a good record from there, and I reckon he's going to do it again in the final. So the Group 2 final at Wentworth Park this Saturday, book 40, the top pick for me still.
All righty, well, do you've got to blow your own trumpet. Nobody else will, so why not?
Exactly. Thanks for that, Kev.
Yeah, okay.
Nice to see.
The Group 3 Chairman Cup heats also Wentworth Park. Let's have a listen here to Whittaker, won race four pretty impressively.
Whittaker came out running from the outside. Corborn Bright got away quickly, but Whittaker's going to carve across and take control by two to Corborn Bright. Then Lovelace, followed by Lioness Lulu, Madlina Girl, Tanks Punk. They're followed by Ricky Boy. And last of all is Katie the Weapon. It is Whittaker punching along in the lead, working into the back. Got away by six. Over Corborn Bright. They're followed by Lovelace. Then Tanks Punk, Ricky Boy, Lioness Lulu. They're followed by Madlina Girl. It's Whittaker coming to the home turn, still by five to Corborn Bright, then Lovelace. Whittaker in control. He's going to go all the way. Whittaker first, Corborn Bright second, Madlina Girl got up to grab third.
All right, Stu, talk us through Whittaker clocked the fastest time there in the heats.
He certainly did, and it was another, well, really typically solid effort from him. And look, I must confess, Kev, Whittaker has been one of my favourite greyhounds around for the last couple of years. He's a real trooper. is named after the man who first introduced his trainers, Bruce and Julie Fletcher, together at Wentworth Park all those years ago. So, look, call me a soppy so-and-so, but I absolutely love Whittaker. And look, looking at the Chairman's Cup final, Whittaker has got box five. It's going to be tough because Cardiology is in there as well, who's been in fantastic form recently. But, look, I think Whittaker just shades it for me. He's my pick for the Group 3 Chairman's Cup at Wentworth Park this Saturday.
All righty, nicely done there. So outside of the big ones at Wente, what else have we got coming up? Some more group races?
Yeah, definitely. Look, the big racing continues. We've got the Group 3 Canberra Cup heats this evening. Six great heats over the 530 metres. My pick for this series, Kev, probably Fantastic Sky, who's got box two in race five at Canberra today. And also this afternoon, we've got the Group 2 Healesville Cup heats as well. Short and sharp over the 350 metres, this one. My tip for this series, it's got to be another one of Jason Thompson's greyhounds. I think Aston Bolero, who's absolutely flying at the moment. Aston Bolero got box seven in race eight at Healesville this afternoon. My tip for the Healesville Cup.
All right, and Kel O'Rourke, you will be previewing the Canberra Cup for us in about an hour from now. So thank you, Kel, for that. And we have the SA Oaks final coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, gee, it's absolutely not stopping at the moment, is it? We've got big races left, right and centre. And, yeah, the Group 3 South Australian Oaks, as you said, at Angle Park. Seven Victorians in this one. But I'm going to go with the one local involved, Kev, Fabregal, going from box six. Gee, incredibly consistent greyhound, this one. I think won or placed pretty much nearly every time she's run. I think she's had 30-odd starts now, got a fantastic record. I reckon she can do it again. Give the locals something to cheer at Angle Park on Thursday. Fabregal from box six, my pick in that one.
All right, outside of group racing, Stu, what's ahead for New South Wales this week?
Yeah, we've got plenty to enjoy. I mentioned that's a big Canberra Twilight meeting today, and then tomorrow it's Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, it's Goulburn, Gosford and Casino. Wednesday, we go to Wentworth Park, Canberra and Richmond. Thursday, it's back to Maitland and Dapto. Friday, they jump at Casino, Unibet Gardens and Richmond. And then Saturday, it's back to the Gardens, Bull Eye and that big night's racing at Wentworth Park. And what a cracker that should be. So, loads to enjoy. I'm really looking forward to this week, Kev. Should be a cracker.
Good.
And as ever, your fields form and expert picks at thedogs.com.au.
Nicely done, Stu. Enjoy your Sunday. We'll speak to you soon.
Certainly will, mate. You take care.
Stu Turner there from thedogs.com.au with everything you need to know about greyhound racing. What an exciting period for Wentworth Park next week, too, with those couple of finals. 3 to 11, that is Chasing and Pacing Rewind here on Sky Sports Radio. Shortly, we'll get stuck into our early mail.
At Bingley this Father's Day, they've got so many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online at bingley.com.au and check out the What's Hot Father's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
Simon, who are you dedicating this song to?
It's Juddy, Chris Judd. Oh, I just love the bloke. It all started with his captain's performance in the 06 Grand Final. He just led from the front all game and won the flag for us. I just love him.
Simon, that's just beautiful. It's easy to love a bet these AFL finals because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the decider.
Tab, we love a bet. Visit tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It's hard to imagine what it's like living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Yet this chronic and often lonely disease affects the lives of 7 in 10 Australians in some way. I'm Sue Peters-Hawke, and dementia affected my life when my mum Hazel was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. With knowledge and understanding, we can support those living with dementia to feel less isolated and alone. To find out more, visit the Alzheimer's Australia website, fightdementia.org.au.
At Bingley this Father's Day, they've got so many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online at bingley.com.au and check out the What's Hot Father's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
Fly like an eagle by the same sire as Some Beach Somewhere. 7 group wins and 10 group placings. New Zealand 2-year-old of the year and still holds the record for fastest 2-year-old over the mobile 1700 metres. As a late 3-year-old, he won 7 consecutive races. Breed to a New South Wales stallion and be eligible for $9,000 in bonuses. Fly like an eagle, standing at Yirrabee Stud. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Building a house? Then you'll want the best quality Australian-made lintels and T-bars at the best possible price. Builders Steel Direct have teamed with tried and tested local lintel manufacturer Galintel to offer you their full range of Australian-made products. Galintels, T-bars, render bars, cavity bars are just some of the products available. Order online anytime at buildersteeldirect.com.au. Builders Steel Direct, strengthening the building industry with BlueScope Steel.
Sky Sports Radio, formerly 2KY, has been a part of New South Wales broadcasting for over 90 years.
We continue to lead the way in race broadcasting.
We're sure, is it still a chance? Yes, big win!